Good afternoon, everybody. It is a beautiful Monday evening, May 20th, 2019. See, I'm sitting here and I don't really know how to get this thing started. Because I'm just a guy in a shed making a podcast. Some of you may listen, some of you may turn me out immediately, and that's okay. I probably would too. Fuck, man. Here I am. Here we are. Back at it again, episode 2. I guess you could actually call this episode 1, because it's the same day, it's the same date, and it's the same guy. Yes, it's me, the one and only, Ian Lametta, tuning in from the shed. So, I'm trying to figure out which direction to start my very first podcast. I've been talking about this for a while, and, you know, people are telling me, and you need parts, you need pieces, you need to order this, you need to order that. And then I stumbled upon this glorious app, and here I am, broadcasting to you live from the shed. The inaugural episode of Head in the Shed. We're going to talk about everything. Not just sports, because I don't want to fucking bore you for an hour. Because sports, while they could be broad to some people, they want to talk about more than sports. But I'm going to give you my best perspective on the various sports topics surrounding our life. Where can we start first? You know, it's kind of a bad season to be doing it. You know, considering my favorite sport, football, is dry. Yet, training camps, they're starting up pretty soon. You know, I've always an exciting time of the year. As far as other sports, we got the NBA Western Conference Finals. I don't know why we would even spend more than 15 seconds talking about it, because we all know the outcome of that. What else we got brewing in the pot? Oh, the NHL playoffs. We got the conference finals there. I have been telling everyone all season, I think the San Jose Sharks are the team to beat, not only in the Western Conference, but I think in all of the league. As we all saw, the Tampa Bay Lightning were a farce, as every season. Welcome to the dog show. Welcome to the dog house, should I say. Oh boy, John Tortorella. When is everyone going to learn? But anyway, excuse me, I'm hitting my jewel pen. Yeah, I caved. You know, I'm 28 years old, and I'm hitting a jewel pen like a crackhead. You know, I always judged the little shits that always used to get them, and now here I am, 28, hitting a jewel pen every 2 seconds. But anyway, so that's what we got going on right now. And, of course, baseball. But you know what? What is it? What's today? May 20th. Yeah, this is the time of the year as a Met fan that I kind of just tune it out. And you know, those of you that are Met fans, you know where I'm coming from. You smell what the Rock is cooking with this one. Yeah, the Mets suck. Our season's not over. We're still competitive. But there's nothing to be excited about as far as competing for anything this season. You know, us Met fans, we suffer. You know what? I don't even think it's become a Met fan. I think it's become bigger than just us Mets fan base. I think a New York sports fan suffers. Tell me what sport team in New York at this very moment you could be excited for. The Yankees? Okay. Hitting's there. Pitching sucks. What's new? Let's have a conversation in 2 months, 3 months, 3 months. We'll be fair. 3 months. June, July, August. Yeah, August. And we probably won't be having the same conversation about the Yankees. It'll probably be just as negative as the Mets. So there's really nothing that us New York sports fans can get excited about. And it's terrible. It's awful. You know? What's a good city to be a fan base of at this very moment? Oh, wait. That city right to the north, Boston, Massachusetts. Whew, man. I just want to know what it feels like. I want to know what it feels like to go into every season of every sport team that you cheer for, of every sport, and know that there's the potential to be excited. That there's a potential that come the end of the season, we're right there. However, I'm not a Boston sports area fan. I'm a New York sports area fan. So, looks like I got the shit end of the stick. But you know what? I try to see both sides of it, because being a New York sports fan, you have the aura of, oh, well, it's gonna be that much sweeter when you win. Yeah, well, when the fuck is that gonna start happening? Because I gotta tell you, it gets old. It gets old quick. You know, being from Southern Maryland, I'll be honest with all of our listeners now. I'm not from New York. My roots run deep in New York. My mother was a huge, huge diehard Yankee fan. God rest her soul. I grew up watching the Yankees. I grew up watching the Mets. I became a Met fan because of all my cousins. And, you know, I don't know. I thought their colors were cooler when I was a kid. You know, all the stupid shit. But I was raised a Yankee/Met fan, lean more towards the Mets, and a Jet fan. Well, my grandmother was a huge, huge Washington Redskins fan. And the Washington Redskins, as you all know, man, one of my first, early 90s, those were some of the best teams football has ever seen, led by Doug Williams. You know, they had Darryl Green. I mean, they had some serious, serious players on those teams. Michael Westbrook. Oof. Gus Frerotte. Gus Frerotte was supposed to be the savior of Washington, and the only thing that he saved was more money by switching to Geico. If he did that. So, you know, my sports fan base started in D.C., hence why I'm a Washington Wizards fan, yes. Yes, you now know a Washington Wizards fan. Congratulations. That's painful, too. I gotta say, it's pretty fucking painful. You know, we have had two of the best players in the Eastern Conference on our team, and we can't make it out of the first round, let alone even get to the first round. Why? Well, John Wall doesn't stay on the court. And I don't think that we can... I don't think we can go about calling the Washington Wizards John Wall's team. Because, quite frankly, it's not. What I've seen this past season, what I've seen from the Washington Wizards, Bradley Beal is their best player. Night in, night out. Stays on the court. You know, Bradley Beal doesn't get paid like he's the best player of the Wizards. That title goes to John Wall, the highest paid on the Wizards. Now, 4 years ago, you want to call John Wall the best point guard in the NBA? You could say that. And I'm not just saying that, being a Wizards fan. I think if you look at the overall picture in the NBA, based on pure ability and talent, we're not going to sit there and judge based off win percentage or what teams that he rides to the finals or brings to the finals. We're talking about just pure talent. Pure. Like maple syrup dripping off a leaf. Pure. John Wall's got it all. John Wall may be the very best player that's ever come out of Kentucky besides Anthony Davis. Okay, second best player. Excuse me. But you get my point here, people. John Wall's good. However, it ain't John Wall's team anymore. It's Bradley Beal's. I know. Guy in the shed. You're a psychopath. You're nuts. However, I think that Bradley Beal is one of the best guards in the NBA. You put him on a team, you're going to win. Your energy of your team just went through the roof. And hold on one moment, people. I have an injury. We're going to pause the show. Be right back after commercial break. Okay, everyone. I'm back. Back from commercial break. Hope you heard some good ones. I had a little mess to attend to. You know, pick the scab because I'm constantly itching. Constantly itching because there's 50,000 bugs out here in the shed where this podcast is going down. I'm actually recording live in a shed in Venice, Florida, even though I've been talking about New York sports for the past 10 minutes. I'm broadcasting from a shed where it's about roughly 90 degrees. And there's every insect that you could think of in southern Florida flying around. And they all seem to attack me because I'm big and sweet. No, I'm just recording from a very shitty location, so I hope you all just bear with me. But anyway, we were talking before the break. We were talking about the Wizards, about my suffering as a fan of the Washington Wizards, and we were comparing John Wall and Bradley Beal, and I made a comment that I do believe, deep down in my heart, I believe that Bradley Beal is the leader of the Washington Wizards. So I'm going to put that one to bed and say, I hope we get a good draft pick and I hope we get a good big man. And that is all I'm going to say about that. Jewel hit. So there's the Wizards I suffer with. We're going to talk about, since I brought up the Boston fan base, never starving. I'm going to talk about all the ways that I starve as a fan of sports, and I listed one of them. That's the Washington Wizards. Oh, I also mentioned my Met fandom. Yeah, we're pretty starved. We went to the World Series about, what, 3 years ago? 4 years ago? That was nice, but we didn't win, so it doesn't count. But damn, was it exciting. Whew. Man, crisp, crisp October evenings in the cold, watching the NLCS, and then going, and then winning, and then going to the World Series. That was an experience just as a fan alone. Having your team reach the big game, reach the big one, climb the ladder all season, and reach the big one, man, there's no better feeling. That was fun, 2015. That was a fun year. That was a fun year to be a Met fan. But ever since then, we've been plummeting. However, there's bright spots. And one of those bright spots is Mr. Peter Alonso. I mean, whew, does he make it exciting to watch. The kid has got so much power and so much potential. It's scary how good the kid is already coming into his own as a hitter in Major League Baseball. It's awesome to see. The Mets haven't had a hitter this good since Mike Piazza. I mean, you could throw Cespedes in there, but there's another case of a player that has never on the field. And sure enough, as I broadcast to you this evening, about an hour ago, I read that Yoenis Cespedes injured his ankle at his ranch. Therefore, who knows the timetable of when he's going to return? I mean, I don't get it. Maybe I'll never get it. You have one job when you're a major league athlete, when you are a professional athlete. I'm not just referring to Major League Baseball players and Yoenis Cespedes. I'm broadening the picture. If you're a professional athlete, you have the duty to fulfill your contractual obligations. And in saying that, when you fulfill your contractual obligations, that means you're earning every penny that came with that contract. So, when you think about it, Yoenis Cespedes, what was he making? 150 mil, maybe a little more? That's a lot of pennies. And for what? Yoenis Cespedes has, since signing that contract 2 years ago, two and a half years. Since signing that contract, Yoenis Cespedes has probably played 45 games. I can't. I can't. And that's the problem with sports these days. These contracts that these guys are getting, they're astronomical. And what do you get out of them once they sign? What do you get out of these athletes once they sign these contracts? I mean, if you think about all of the contracts you have seen over the last couple of years, some of the ones that stand out, Albert Pujols, 10 years. What did he, well, 10 years, almost $300 million. The Los Angeles Angels signed him to that contract in the latter part of his years, in the later part of his years. He is nowhere near what he was. When they signed him, he was not the Albert Pujols that was batting over 300, that was knocking in 45 to 50 home runs a year. That ain't the same Albert Pujols they received. You know what they got? They got a dried up, give you a big hit here and there, washed out Albert Pujols. And now they're suffering. Yeah. Did they sign the big fish, Mike Trout, to another contract this past offseason? Yes, they did. And did he deserve it? Absolutely. Mike Trout is going to show up. However, Mike Trout battles injuries. It's a dangerous game out there. And I, you know, professional sports these days, you run on the dollar. And man, some of these dollars that these teams throw at these guys, whew, man, they really lose out. They really lose out. I mean, what are some other ones? What are some other ones? You've got the Odell contract after the Giants. They sign him to that massive contract and then trade him away. Now, he's going to ball in Cleveland. Don't get me wrong. You know, you say what you want about Odell Beckham Jr. The guy is going to perform. The guy is going to give you your money's worth. However, at what price? Well, the Cleveland Browns were willing to pay that price, and I think it was a damn good move on their part. You know, that's a whole nother topic we could get off about the Cleveland Browns, and we'll touch on that on it at another day, and we'll spend plenty of time talking about them. But, whew, you know, that was a good contract, big contract, but that was well worth it. You know, look at the Green Bay Packers. Now, there's not a soul alive that would say Aaron Rodgers didn't deserve every money of that, every dime, every penny of that contract that he got. But he's another one. Unfortunately, Aaron Rodgers is another one that doesn't stay on the field. Every game, Packers fans have to hold their breath. Phew, is it worth it? Is it worth it? I don't know. I haven't decided if it's worth it yet. But history says it's not really looking that way. You know? It's amazing that these guys get these contracts and are just not on the field, are not on the court. You know, and then you get guys like Jimmy Butler. He'll sign a contract. He'll sign a year. He'll go somewhere. He'll play for your, I just saw Jimmy Butler is not going to be on the 76ers again this year. But damn, is he getting paid. Damn, is he getting paid. He's going to go with another team. I could see him going to the Lakers. I could see him being one of the guys that LeBron recruits. And he's going to get a monster contract to ball out until something goes wrong, and then he's gone. Honestly, can't blame players for being like that. Honestly, if you're a sports fan, you hope for contracts like that. Sign a one-year deal. Sign a two-year deal. If you suck, see ya. See ya. You know, I'm a Jet fan, as I've stated. The Le'Veon Bell deal. What is going on there? All this talk that I read about the true possibility that Le'Veon Bell could be traded before the season starts. Now, being a Jet fan, boy, am I scratching my head. Because, did you sign him to a big contract? Yeah. Is Le'Veon Bell, could one assume that Le'Veon Bell deserves every penny of that contract? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can. So, being a Jet fan, I want to see that money turned into performance on the field. Le'Veon Bell is the best player the Jets have had since Curtis Martin. Hands down. The excitement that Le'Veon Bell is bringing to the New York Jets, to the New York Jet fan base, to the New York sport fan base is phenomenal. Now I'm reading that he's going to be traded. There's a potential. It's not set in stone. These are rumors. We all know sports writers will write columns to get people to read. We'll say things on air to get you to believe, to get you to talk, to get them money, to have their business booming. I get it. But the fact that I even read something like that blew my mind. It blew my mind. I don't know how else to say it. It is unreal to think that Le'Veon Bell might not even play a snap for the Jets. Why? Because Adam Gase wants to see what he can get. He wants to explore the field. You have a valuable piece in Le'Veon Bell. It is a fascinating concept. I'll give it that. But I don't like it. You know why? Because it gives me a fucking reason to turn on the TV to watch the New York Jets on Sunday. Now, Sam Darnold, do I want to see every game? Do I want to see every snap that he plays? Absolutely. Why? Sammy's the savior. Sammy the savior. Oh God, it sounds so sweet. How sweet would it be if Sam Darnold turned into the second coming of Joe Namath? But you know what? Even better than Joe Namath. I don't want to just win a Super Bowl. I want to say to all of the haters, you know what? We have a top five quarterback. We have an elite passer. We have an elite player. Because that's what we're starving for. We're starving for that leader. We're starving for that franchise player. We're starving for the media headlines. We're starving for the Super Bowl rings. We're starving for the media coverage. And Sam Darnold makes you excited for that, as does Le'Veon Bell. That's due a lot of these new Jet acquisitions. C.J. Mosley. I mean, C.J. Mosley might be one of the best linebackers in football. I mean, he was a consistent player for the Baltimore Ravens. Hands down, every down. The guy was a playmaker. And now he's a New York Jet. Bye-bye, Darren Lee. We got Quinnen Williams. We drafted with the third pick. Did I want Josh Allen out of Kentucky? Oh, you bet I did. But you know what? You watch the tapes of this young kid. He is a game changer. He's a game changer. He's someone that the opposing offenses in the NFC East will fear. And I think he is going to be an instant difference maker on the Jets defense. On the Jets front line, aided by Leonard Williams. There's so many Williams on the Jets. Like Quinnen Williams, Leonard Williams, Gray Williams. There's some good guys to have a bounty with, huh? I'd say. Jamal Adams, Marcus May. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I could see you dishing out CTE like candy from an ice cream truck. Oh, yeah. Boom. I'll fucking take it. I want to win, man. No, I don't support CTE and brain injuries. I was totally joking, everyone. But as you can see, folks, I just want to win. I'm excited. I'm excited to be a Jet fan. I am excited for New York sports going forward. However, it's been hard, and you've heard it. You've heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. It's hard. But there's light. There's hope in the New York Jets. I just hope that that head gets out of that ass a little bit faster. But I think we should be good once it is. The front office is a little bit of a disaster. I mean, the firing of Mike Maccagnan. Now, is there a handful of us that saw that coming? Of course. However, at this point in time, after Mike Maccagnan had the offseason that he had, after he had the draft that he had, it's a little questionable to giving him the axe at this point. And the moment that he's cut loose, Adam Gase, head coach Adam Gase, takes over. And what does he do? The first move that he makes, he trades away Darren Lee for a 2020 sixth round pick. Man, that doesn't sound, if that doesn't sound like the most New York Jet thing that could happen, shit, I don't know what is. So we'll see, people. I'm going to take another break. I'm going to grab a drink, and I'm going to come back to you. Stay tuned. Be back shortly. Alright, everyone. I am back from intermission. Hope you all like the jams that I provide on this podcast. You know, as I said earlier, you know, I want to make this podcast interesting. I want to make it different. I don't want to sit and talk about sports, even though it's primarily a sports-based podcast. I talk about everything. That's why I throw a good jam on in between sessions, because on commercial break, because that's I want you guys to know the vibe I'm feeling. You know, this is my life, and I'm letting you into it. And I'm honored that you're here listening to me. I appreciate it. So, you know, the first song, what did I have on there? Khaled, featuring John Mayer. It's quite the tandem. Out of My Head, I believe that track is called. That's a good one. That's a good one. I've really, really been feeling that one. You know, John Mayer is one of my favorite artists. I mean, the guy is as talented as they come, and you throw him on a track with the real hot up-and-coming artists like Khaled. I mean, he's a talented individual in himself, and awesome mashup. So that's a good track. And of course, second, you had Taylor by Wiz Khalifa. You know, it's been a long time since I bumped some Wiz Khalifa, but you know, I like to check out a lot of new albums and EPs that come out, and I thought, you know what the hell, I'll throw on a Wiz Khalifa EP, and I found that little jam, and I like it, so I hope you do too. Anyway, back to the show here. Just came back inside, got some water, itchy. I'm always itchy, you know. I feel like I have the fucking plague living down here in Florida. Just always scratching myself because of all the bugs. So we touched on everything today. We touched on my unfortunate fandom of professional sports. However, I have a very bright outlook on the football situation in New York. The green side, the blue side, I don't know what the fuck you guys are doing. I'm excited, man. I'm excited. You know, we talked about the Wizards. We talked about the Mets. The Mets suck. I can't say when that'll get better. You know, it's just fun to to sit and talk about sports with you guys and to sit here and bullshit in a shed by myself. You know, who the hell is going to listen to some big white dude in a shed spitting knowledge about sports? Hey, I know my shit. That's a guarantee. Put a stamp on it. But, you know, I'd love to eventually spice the show up and, really just be easy listening to with whatever you guys are going through, whatever you guys are going through in your life right now. I want to be that voice that you could just turn on and be like, man, this guy's cool as shit. He makes me feel good. It makes me feel okay. Like, I feel like I'm hanging out with a cool dude. I want to feel like you're hanging out with me. So, we're going to spice the show up. I'm going to try down the road to get some guests on. I got a buddy, Jack. He's, you know, I sent him information on this app of how to make a podcast, and hopefully we're going to get it done. And, you know, we've been talking about it for so long, and we've been wanting to do a sports podcast, so we'll see what this turns into. But he's going to be on the show, and I'll try to get as many guests as possible, whoever's willing to do this, whoever's willing to sit with my big 28 lame ass to talk in a shed about sports and life. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. But, you know, I just want to wrap up the show with saying that, you know, whatever your opinion is about somebody in life, don't mold that opinion into a real thing until you know all the facts, until you know what somebody's going through, until you know, you truly know how that person is going through each day and their mental mindset at that very moment. Until you know, don't ever judge somebody else, everyone. Don't do that. Also, don't be a hypocrite about it. Nobody likes hypocrites. Nah, I mean. All right, everyone. Tuning out on this fine Monday, May 20th, 2019. Thank you so much for joining my live, my first inaugural live Head in the Shed podcast. This is Ian Lametta. Tuning out. Thanks, guys. How do you know, man?